We're going to go right to Ferguson, Missouri, after last night's volatile confrontations between police, protesters, and journalists. Police had asked protesters not to gather after dark. They did. Mustafa Hussein works for the St. Louis-based KARG. He was there as things escalated.
We've just been told by the St. Louis Police Department to turn off of our cameras. We will not be turning off our cameras. We will continue to broadcast, even if it is at our own peril.
Well, eventually, many TV crews were seen running away from their cameras after tear gas canisters and rubber bullets were fired. The protests started 5 days ago after the shooting death of unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown. Now there's also protest of police response to the protesters. Of the dozen people arrested last night, two were journalists, Wesley Lowery, who's with the Washington Post, and justice correspondent Ryan Riley with the Huffington Post. They say they were recharging their phones and working inside a McDonald's restaurant when police arrived. Ryan joins us now from Ferguson. And Ryan, so you say you were in the McDonald's, you were told that was a safe place, charging phones and other equipment. Police came in and told you to leave in 40 seconds. You say they were counting down. You say you couldn't gather your things quickly enough. You were arrested, cuffed, your head banged into a door on the way out. Did you say anything? Did you provoke the police?
I mean, no. I was at that point, no. Afterwards, after my head was banged against the door, I think I had a few, you know, choice words. And after I had Wesley and I together, I think we were a lot more brave, perhaps, than we were when we were apart. I mean, I was scared. I was being confronted by a man with an assault rifle while I was trying to do my job and while packing up my stuff. It was an extraordinary image and one that I think that the world should have been able to see what was happening, and that's something that I was trying to capture while obeying the officers. But I think that, you know, some of the coverage and some of the commentary apparently on this, you know, is focused on this idea that maybe we were delaying officers, why don't we obey right away. This all happened within a span of 2 minutes. I mean, this was an incredibly, incredibly quick procedure. We were not purposefully impeding any officers during their job. They came into this with a very aggressive mentality. This was not this was not, hey guys, can you please leave? This was everybody get out of here within 45 seconds, you know, from people holding semi-assault rifles. I mean, it's just not.
Was there paperwork? Were you able to exchange information? Who is this officer? Here is my name. What happened?
Not at all. I asked for the officer's name over a dozen times in the presence of other police officers, or, you know, his name or his badge number. I was getting no information about him.
I heard you make an observation last night, a realization about the situation you are in and the situation other people were in. You consider yourself a person of privilege.
Oh, certainly. First of all, I am reporting for a national outlet that's given me as much support and as I need. So the fact that I was arrested was out very quickly. But I mean, yeah, also, frankly, you know, as a white male, I have refused to give my identification for simply taking photos on the street all the time in D.C. It's never an issue. You don't have to show ID when you're taking photos on a public street or in a public facility like that. When I initially declined to provide my ID, I mean, you know, that's probably something that had I been, you know, a young African-American male, I probably wouldn't, you know, do.
There seems to have been a definite shift in this story last night with the number of reporters who found themselves either tear-gassed or arrested and detained. What is your sense on the ground of what's going to happen now?
It's tough to say. I think I've sort of observed that the racial aspect of it isn't the main thing. I mean, it really is the police issue. You had some, you know, the protest has been multiracial. I've never felt threatened, certainly, covering this. My colleague who was stuck in the tear gas last night was protected by residents of the community and people who were involved with these protests. The approach that that the police take here is really what is that issue. And, you know, the fact that I was I'm a white male didn't stop me from having my head banged against a glass door on the way out of McDonald's because I'd stayed there slightly longer than they wanted me to.
And just to be clear, what would you say to people who say, when a police officer asks you to get off the street, which is the incident that started this 5 days of protest, when a police officer asked Michael Brown and his friend to get out of the street and get on the sidewalk, and they didn't, or when a police officer says you've got 40 seconds to get out of McDonald's, you do it in 40 seconds. What do you say to those people who are placing the blame and have been placing the blame on the protesters and the victim?
I mean, it was an unreasonable time frame, and I think anyone who is in my situation at that time would agree. I had my things spread out across the table, and I was moving very quickly, especially as he got more aggressive. I mean, I abandoned my phone and was just simply putting things in there. The officer was physically grabbing my personal property and throwing it into the bag. This wasn't like I just had slipped the laptop in there. I had a lot of stuff out on the table, all of it, of which I was trying to load, especially as the officer got more aggressive. And I think probably talking back and saying, I need a little, calm down, it's okay, I need a little bit more time, is probably what ultimately had him, throw the cuffs around me.
What's your sense of the mood in town right now?
There's still protests going on, so it doesn't seem to be anything's changed drastically from yesterday. And based on the escalation, I think the cops are preparing for conflict.
That's Ryan Riley, justice correspondent for The Huffington Post. Ryan, thanks for speaking with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.